כל כך קצר?
כל כך קצר, אבל עכשיו יש עוד יותר טוב.
Start today on the Turaway, Northwest London, Tuesday, 21st of Adar, 14th of March. Rabbi Eli Steinberg, Shlita, Hallel, Elucidated, Part 2. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Dunner on the 15th Yahrzeit of their father, Rabbi Tzion ben Rabbi Avraham Moshe Halevi Dunner, Zichron Livracha, whose Yahrzeit was last Thursday, and also by Family Stern and Dunner on the 3rd Yahrzeit of the late father and grandfather, Willie Stern, Zichron Livracha, Lunishmas, Rabbi Zeib ben Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, Zichron Livracha, whose Yahrzeit is this Shabbos.
I think since we are within Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, I think it gives us a license to be able to speak about Paseis Yisroel, which is capital number 2 of Hallel. We spoke last time about capital Kuf Yud Gimel, which was before Hanukkah, which was also appropriate. But now we're going to speak about Paseis Yisroel, and we'll see in a minute how apt and how applicable it is to this period of the time. But I just want to be makdim before we start a Ramban, which is a Hakdoma to Kuf Yud Dalet, a Hakdoma, a Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Vayera. The Pasuk says, Vayera el Avraham Yisov Yaakov Bekel Shakoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I appeared to the Ovos with the name Kel Shakoi, the Shame Shakoi, or Shmi Hashem Yudke Vovke Loi Noidati Lohem. But I wasn't Megala to them the Shame Yudke Vovke. Says the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Vayera as follows. The Ramban says, Vashiuroi Vayera el Avraham Bekel Shakoi, or Shmi Hashem Loi Noidati Lohem, the Indian, Hakosov. Kinira la Ovois, B'shem Hazeh, I appeared to the Ovois with this name, the name of Shakai, Shehu Menatzeach Marochois HaShomayim, that forces the Marochois, the heavenly constellations, Belasis Imom Nisim, to do Nisim, miracles for Klal Yisrael, Gedolim, but Shlenispatul Mehem Minag Ha'olam, but it doesn't change the nature of the world. That means to say it's a nest Nista, it's taking place as a nest. And there's no reason why Barav Pada Oisomimovis from hunger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Ovos from famine. There's no reason why they should have been saved from famine, because if you go according to the nature of the world, maybe the famine should have carried on. But it was a Nes Nista, but it was Kederach HaOlam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamsi Mosin for the Ovos, Bederach Nes, but it might say it didn't go out of the realms of the nature of the world. Over Milchama Midei Cherev, and from Milchama I saved them from war. These are all the brachos and klois in the Torah. The Ramban says this is everything is a nest. Everything which takes place to the Ovos and to Klaiso is all a nest. But it's all within the realms of Teva, all within the realms of nature. Kishpochu uses nature in order to give Klaiso or whatever they need. But it's all under the shame of Shem Shakai, which is the shame of being shoydeid, forcing the nature to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being machriach the nature to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the nature to do. But that was with the shame Shakai. But the shame Yudke Vovke, which is the shame, says Ramban, which is the shame that Vihine Omo Hadikim Lamosha, Nir Esi La'Ovis Bekoyach Yodia Shani Shoydeid Boyam Mazolis. Avol b'shmi shel yudke vovke, asher boi nia kol ha'hoiva, that created the whole world from start, and that has the ability to completely change the course of nature. And nes nigle loy noidati lohem livro lohem chadoshos, to create for the ovois new things. But now, when we're coming now for Klal Yisrael, b'yisias Mitzrayim, things are going to change, says the Rebbein Shlom. Now I'm going to use the Shem Yudke Vovke, which is going to change things, to Nisim Gluyim, which are completely out of the realms, out of the orbit of Nes Nista, of nature. These are things that Kishbok is going to change the whole course of nature for Latovas Klal Yisrael. Now in Kapitel, that's the Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Now in Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel, we spoke out that Kishbok is Hamagbi Lo Shoves, Mika Hashem Elikeinu Hamagbi Lo Shoves. He looks down on this world and takes an intimate interest in this world. He's Mekimim Ma'ofa Dol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after everything, looks after Klal Yisrael. He looks after the poor. He takes care of the course of nature, of birth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an intimate interest in this world. But, and this is the big but, in that capital, it's talking about all within the realms of nature. The Shem Shakai. Now when we come into Kapitel Kuf Yud Dalet, which is a capital the Gemara says in Pesachim, this capital, the Gemara says that the reason why we say Hallel, these six capitals of Hallel, is because Sheyesh Bo Chamisha Devarim. It has within it five things. And out of those five things, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Nesinas Matan Torah, those three things out of the five, the next two are Chevli Shel Mashiach and Tchias Meisim, but the first three of Kriyas of Yisias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Matan Torah, which is all going to be incorporated within the capital Kuf Yudalad, these three things are completely out of the realm of nature, and these three things need to have the shame Yudke Vovke, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim Geluyim for Klal Yisrael. Now, on that backdrop, according to that Hakdomo, let's now start the capital and ask a few questions to start touching the capital, and we'll see tremendous things from this capital. First two Pesukim, let's focus initially on the first two Pesukim. Pasuk says, V'seis Yisroel mi-Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov me-Am Lo-Yez. When Klal Yisroel came out of Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov me-Am Lo-Yez, and the Beis Yaakov came out from the nation that spoke a different language, Hoysa Yehuda le-Kodshoi, Yehuda was Kodshoi, was his holy one, Yisroel mam-Shaloysov, and Yisroel were his nation. Now the obvious questions, a number of questions we can ask in these first two Pesukim. Number one, the apostle starts off by saying, "Beseis Yisroel mi Misroim, Beis Yaakov mi Amloiz." Who's Yisroel and who's Beis Yaakov? Why does the apostle change? And then it says mi Mitzroim, and then it says mi Amloiz. What are the two concepts? Mi Mitzroim, they came out of Mitzrayim, and they came out of a foreign nation, a nation that spoke a different language.
What Loiz mean?
Loiz is Lashon of a foreign language. Different language than Lashon HaKodesh. Rashi in Alatoya says often Balaz Loshna Loyes, Loshna foreign language. Hoysa Yehuda Lekotchoi, Yehuda was his holy one, Yisroel Mam Shaloysov. What's Yehuda and what's Yisroel? What are the two things? What's the difference? And also it says Yehuda Lekotchoi, Yehuda was his holy one. It should have said Lechaira, if Loshna Zocha, Hoya Yehuda Lekotchoi. But the apostle doesn't say that, it says Hoysa. Loshin Nekeva, Yehuda Lekotchei. So why does it change with regards to Yehuda? It mentions Loshin Nekeva, Hoysa Yehuda Lekotchei. So now, in order to answer these Pesukim, we'll deal with each one individually. The Malbim initially, the Malbim says that Yisroel and Beis Yaakov is referring to two different sects of Klal Yisroel. Yisroel are the Gedolei Klal Yisroel, and the Beis Yaakov are the Hamoinom, the regular people, says the Malbim. And therefore, B'seis Yisroel mi-Mitzrayim, the G'dayle Klal Yisroel, they didn't get so immersed and they didn't integrate so much amongst Mitzrayim. The B'nai Levi, they kept themselves separate to a certain degree. And therefore they, B'seis Yisroel mi-Mitzrayim, they just came out of Mitzrayim. Whereas the Beis Yaakov, the Hamoinom, they got much more involved. They assimilated much more within the culture of Mitzrayim. And therefore they needed a bigger Yitziah. They actually came out from the Amloiz itself. They were not, we'll see in a moment whether they spoke the language, but the Maaseh, they needed a bigger Yitzir to be drawn out from Mitzrayim than the Yisroel, which were the Gedolei Yisroel, which were not so immersed in the culture of Mitzrayim. That's how the Malbim knows Pshat and the Pasuk, the two concepts of Yisroel and Beis Yaakov. The Radak says that the Maaseh, it can't be possible that if Klal Yisroel were Mitzrayim for such a long time, 210 years, and they were working amongst the Mitzrayim, they were immersed in the Egyptian culture, it can't be possible, says Radak, that they didn't speak the language of Mitzrayim. They must have been able to communicate with the Mitzrayim. They must have been able to speak the Egyptian language. Says the Radak in Ochanami, there were those attacked by Emes, they spoke the foreign language, they spoke the Egyptian language, 100%. Those who spoke the foreign language, they were forced to speak the foreign language, but it was their second language. It wasn't their main language. And when they spoke Egyptian, they spoke it because they were forced. But there were those that stayed in Goshen, Eretz Goshen. There were those that never came out of Eretz Goshen and were not immersed in the Avoid of Mitzrayim to the same degree. And they, Takab Emes, says the Radak, they never spoke the foreign language. They, Takab Emes, only spoke Loshna Kodesh. They, Emes, never spoke the language of the Egyptians. That's what the Radak says. Al-Pi the Radak, we can combine it with the Ibn Yahya, as we're quoted in the Art Scroll. He says, we find, well known, that Beis Yaakov in Parashas Yisroi, Beis Yaakov refers to the Noshim, to ladies. That's what he says, Beis Yaakov refers to the ladies. Now, as Ken Zayin, it makes sense that the ladies, they were the ones predominantly that they stayed in Eretz Goshen. They were the ones which didn't come out of Eretz Goshen. The Bnei Yisroel, the men, the Zechorim, they were working very hard in Mitzrayim, and therefore they had to come out, and they had to come and work within whatever the building sites, whatever it was, and the pyramid sites, they were working very hard. But the ladies stayed in Eretz Goshen. Therefore, Peter Radak is beseis Yisroel mimitzroim. The men, they came out of Mitzrayim. It was beseis Yaakov, however, the ladies, they came out from the Amloyes because they never be'etzim spoke the foreign language. They never got involved in speaking the foreign language. And therefore, that's why the beseis Yaakov refers to the ladies, that they came out of the Amloyes, they never spoke the foreign language.
Now, did it say the ladies were doing men's work? So surely they must
have... Yeah. But they were not the heavy work within the fields, within the pyramids. Yeah, in Ochanami. Yeah, but Ibn Yahya says not like that. And it's a medrash. Yeah, it's a medrash in Ochanami. However, the medrash, Yodua the medrash, everyone knows the medrash. The medrash says that those three things, bizchus three things, Klal Yisrael, were nigalu mimitzrayim. Shleishinu l'shoinom, ma'bushom. And they didn't change the l'shoinom, the names, ma'bushom. And the language. They also didn't change the language. Those are three things they didn't change. Now, according to that medrash, we can therefore understand Pshat and the Pasuk, that this Pasuk is telling us, these two Pesukim, are telling us the Sibba, the reason, the trigger, why things changed over from the Mareches of Kel Shakai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machriach, the nature, but it wasn't Nisim Geluyim, it was Nisim Nistorim. What changed? What triggered that change? That Klal Yisrael was Zoicha, to change over to the Nisim Geluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, and Matan Torah. These two Pesukim are telling us the source and the trigger that made the change, that effected that change. Beseis Yisroel Mimitzrayim, Yisroel, Klal Yisroel, they came out of Mitzrayim. They were Nikah, they were recognizable that they were Yisroel. You could see from the way they were clothed, you could see straight away, it was Yisroel walking down the street because he was clothed, Shloshinu Es Malbushom. They didn't change their clothes. That's Yisroel. And also, they didn't change the names. They didn't change the names. You could recognize straight away a Yehudi was walking down the road, and you could see that the way they were calling to one another, they were addressing one another, you could see clearly they were Yisroel. They were using Jewish names. The Medrash says, Beruvain, they came down to Mitzrayim. Beruvain v'Shimon, we found at the beginning of Parshas Shemois, they were called Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they came down to Mitzrayim. And we also find when they were counted later on, they were Reuven, Shimon, came out to Mitzrayim. They didn't change the names. And therefore, that's Beseis Yisroel Mimitzrayim. That was one reason why, reason number one, why there was the changeover to the Nisim Geluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah, is because they stuck to Yisroel, the Shem Yisroel. They were nicker that they were Yisraelim in their dress and in their names. And Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyes, they didn't change the language. They stuck to the language of Lashon HaKodesh. They came out from Me'am Loyes, that they were not immersed in the language of the Mitzrayim. That was another Zuchus for Klal Yisroel, while they were Zoicha to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the apostle carries on, Hoysa Yehuda Lekodshoi. Yehuda was Lekodshoi, says the Malbim. What does it mean? Hoysa Yehuda Lekodshoi. He says the Malbim, Ritzoinoi Loima, Oz Niyaso Hadova Zeh, Yehuda Lekodshoi. Ma Shehisnaik Hashem Bekodshoi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Noyeg Bekedusha. And Kedusha means Nisim Geluyim, on a realm of Kedusha, which is completely separated from the realm of nature, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Kodesh, separated himself from the realm of nature, and was now going to do Nisim Geluim. That was triggered by the fact that there was Yehuda, that was Klai, so they had Yehuda amongst them. That's what the Malbim says. We'll explain that soon in a moment. And Yisroel, that Yisroel says the Malbim, the Yisroel Goram, and Yisroel was Goram Mam Shaloisov, Ma Shehera Hashem Mam Shaloisov, that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed his reign over the world, was triggered from the fact that they were Yisroel, that they stuck their Maisim, that they did these tremendous things, Shloshinu Es, Leshoinu, Mabushim, and their names, and Shemom, that's what triggered that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mam Shaloisov, should now rule, and should show his Mamshala over the world in a very open and a very, very clear way. Now the Gemara says in Sota, just to expound a little bit on the Malbim, the Yehuda is referring very, very specifically to Shevet Yehuda. And we all know that there was one person that jumped into the Yam, they came to the Yam Suf, there was one person, Nachshon ben Aminadov, the Nossi of Yehuda, we all know that he jumped into the Yam Suf, and that's what triggered that the Yam Suf should split. He jumped into the Yam Suf and there was no picnic. He jumped in, it was boring, Mayim Adonofa, she was on the verge of drowning. It only split, Mamish, as he was gasping for breath. Then that's when the Yamsuf split. But Yehuda did something tremendous. He did something completely chutz miderech hateva. He went against his nature and he was willing to jump. That means Nachshon ben Aminadov was willing to jump into the Amsuf and do something kol kach, kol kuloi, neged the nature, neged human nature. That's what triggered the kodshoi. That's what triggered that kodesh baruch hu should now treat Klal Yisrael in a complete different realm, a realm of nisim geluyim, and now should change the course of nature for Klal Yisrael. Who did this? Nachshon ben Aminadov. He jumped into the Am. But where did Nachshon ben Aminadov get that tremendous koyach, that tremendous power, that tremendous ability to be able to go and to jump into the Am to do something so tremendous? Of course, he had Bechira. Of course, it was his own action. But where did it stem from? What was the source? The source was rooted in his great-great-grandmother. His great-grandmother, Tomo, when she did something also against the course of nature, she was on the verge of going out to being burnt. And she kept her mouth closed. She didn't own up. She didn't want to own up in order not to embarrass Yehuda. Yehuda, Mutav Le'odom, She Yaklis Avshi V'Tech Kivshon Ha'esh V'Al Yabim P'nei Chaveri V'Rabim. Tomo was willing to risk her own life and to have herself killed in order not to embarrass Yehuda. That was something completely neged the course of nature, neged human nature. That was mashrish within herself and within her children, that ability to go and go against the course of nature. And therefore, David the Melech, when he says, Hoysa Yehuda the Kodshoi, he's attributing Nachshon ben Aminadov's ability to jump into the Amsof, he's attributing it to the great-grandmother, Ntoma, that she had that ability to do that. And that's where Nachshon ben Aminadov got the power and ability to go and jump into the Amsof. We find something very, very similar later on in Kapitel Mo'oshiv. We find that David HaMelech says, Ani avdecho ben amosecho. And the Radak says very, very clearly, ben amosecho. David HaMelech doesn't say, Ani avdecho ben avdecho. I'm your servant, the son of your servant. Doesn't attribute it to Yishai. And as we all know, Yishai was a tzaddik yisoid olam. Yishai was one of the four that was mes beloy chet. He was mes be'atcho yishonoch, which the Gemara says in Bava Basra. So Nisha was a tremendous tzaddik, but David HaMelech doesn't attribute his abilities, he doesn't attribute it to his father, but to his mother, Ben Amosecho. We find the same thing over here. David HaMelech is mentioning the Hoysa Yehuda Lekotcho, it came from the great-grandmother, Tomo, that gave Nachshon the ability to jump into the Amsuf. Now the pasuk carries on, Hayom Ro'o Vayonois, that's referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayardin Yisoiv La'ocho, and that's referring to the Yardin. Says Rashi, as we all know, Bishas Kriyas Yamsuf, all the waters split, all the waters in the world split. Says Rashi, Hayom Ra, the sea saw, Bishas Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayonis, and it ran away out of fear. Hayardim, which was further away from Klal Yisrael, which was further down the line, that means it was taking place at the same time, but it wasn't actually on the same geographical location as the Yamsuf. Hayardin Yisoiv La'ocho. That just turned backwards. It wasn't Nos. It didn't have the same fear of running away, but it might say it turned backwards. That's referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. Hehorim Rokdu Che'elim. This passage is referring to Kabbalah Satera. The mountains, they danced, they jumped around, they pranced around Ke'elim, like grown rams, which prance around with a tremendous, have tremendous kirk and they jump around. But the Gavois, the little, smaller mountains, Kivnei Soin, they were like young sheep, they didn't prance around as much. The same idea, that those which were closer to the source of the Ness, the Horon, which is referring to Har Sinai, we'll see, the Radax is referring to Har Sinai, they jumped around with tremendous moira, tremendous fear, because they were actually on the location of where the Nisim were taking place. Mashiach, the other mountains which are further afield in the world, they jumped around, but not with the same moira, not with the same fear as the ones which are actually there in the location of the Ness itself. Now, I heard the most beautiful walk many years ago from Dayan Aaron Trey Zuchain Rocha. He says, this pasuk of Hehorim Rok Du Che'elim is referring to Kabbalah Satorah. So Kabbalah Satorah, the Maisa was given on Har Sinai. There was only one mountain which actually contributed, which took place where Kabbalah Satorah took place. It was on Har Sinai. So he asked, the question is, if that's the case, Horim Rok Duch Edim, why is David HaMelech mentioning Bechlau? We know that the other mountains jumped around because of the whole world trembled. They all came to Bilam and asked Bilam, what's going on here? And Bilam said, Hashem, Oy Zama Yitayr, Hashem Yivarech Samoy Vashonim. He's giving clients of the Torah. So we know the whole world trembled. But when David HaMelech is referring specifically to Kabbalah Satorah, why is he incorporating, why is he also mentioning Hehorim Beloshim Rabim, that the other mountains also were jumping around? It's not negeir to Kabbalah Satorah, not negeir to us. Daniel actually said the most beautiful vort. He said over the famous Meister with Rabbi Isaac Harif, they came to Beloshim looking for a daughter, looking for a son-in-law for his daughter, and he posed, famously went to the Rosh Shiva and said to the Rosh Shiva, can I pose a very, very hard question, a very hard kashuf to the Bnei HaYeshiva, and whoever has the ability to answer this question will be the one who's going to be zeichet to the Shidduch. No, Gesundheit said, yeah, go ahead, you pose the question. So he goes into the base of Medrash, and to all the Bnei Yeshiva, the Lojin, which is the cream of the crop of the Bnei HaYeshiva, he poses the most very, very, very tremendously hard question, and the Oyim are tumbling back and forth in different Bochum. He says this, I'm going to be staying in XYZ, whoever's got an answer should come along. And you can imagine all the Bochum were trying to give the terrace, and they came along streaming to the address in order to give the answer. And one after another, he shlogs them all up. No, they're not correct. It's incorrect. It's a doichik. That's not the right answer. That's not the answer which I'm looking for. And eventually, after he'd been there for a certain amount of time, been there for a few days, and nobody seems to be able to have the ability to come along and give him the terrace. So he listens, he's got no choice, but pachin nefesh, go somewhere else, try and find another son-in-law somewhere else in another yeshiva. Obviously here it's not suitable. So he's packing his bag, he gets into the wagon, off he goes, and as he's going down the street, he sees there's a bocher running after him, famous, and the bocher comes running, and he says, oh, the bocher running after him, must have a teretz. So he stops the horse, wagon, and he says, no, the bocher comes and knocks on the door, says, no, can I come into the wagon? He says, yeah, no, what's the teretz? I'm here, teretz, no, it's the bocher, no, I don't have a teretz, I don't have an answer, but I can't have the rov going away and leaving me in the lurch, leaving me without a teretz. I need to have that teretz. Says Rabbi Isaac Haraf, ah, you're the one that I want for my son-in-law, because you're the one, Torah is lav dafke niknis, is not niknis, but kishrein. That's not the ability, the academic ability, that's not the key to the success in Torah. The key to success in Torah is the bikush, is the tshuka, is the cheshek to learn Torah. That is the key to success, and you've got the cheshek, and you want to know the answer, therefore you're the one I want as my son-in-law, because you have the ingredients for the success to limud Torah. Sedain Erentroy, sorry? Hasmoda, which is Chuk, yeah. Okay. I was there, that's all rooted in Cheshek and in showing Chuk and the Torah. So, Dinerentry, that's the Pshat and the Pasuk. Kehorim Rokduch Elim. The other mountains also contributed also towards Kabbalah's Torah. Avada HaSinai was where the Torah and Lamaisa geographically was given 100%. But the fact that the other mountains also showed they wanted to have the Torah given on them, they wanted to have, and they were showing a tremendous cheshek to have the Torah given upon them, that's also a tremendous key and an ingredient in that slacha of Torah. And that's why David HaMelech incorporates it in Hehorim Roktuch Eden, to bring out this point to show that cheshkas HaTorah and wanting and bikush HaTorah, that is one of the ingredients to success in Kabbalah HaTorah. But the Pesukim say, Hayom Rova Yonis, as we translated it, going back to Kriyas Yam Suf, the sea saw and ran away, fled. Hayardin Yisoyv La'ochel, the Yardin just turned back. Hahorim Rok Duch Eidim, the mountains which were close to the location of Kabbalah's Torah, they were trembling and they were jumping around like a grown ram. Mashik and the Gavois, the smaller mountains which were further away, they were just Kivnei Soin. Says Rav Shalom Shadron, the most beautiful vault, Malacho Hayom Kisonus. The Kippitl now asks, David HaMelech asks a question, very unusual. What's David HaMelech's question? Says the Shon Shadron, most beautiful vort. Einoi doima, melech boss of Adom, the melech malchi amrochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the truth is with all ruchnius. A melech boss of Adom, when you see him from the distance, you're scared. You've got tremendous pachad from the king. That's correct. And when the king goes past and all the hamoinom who are surrounded, they have tremendous fear from the king. But the truth is, the ones that get closer to the king and get more intimately knowledgeable of the king, the closer they get, the less the pachad is. Why is that? Because they get to know the mice of the king is ultimately a regular boss of a dom. And Faket, on the contrary, can you be even worse than a regular boss of a dom? And the those who are close to the prime ministers and the ministers of the king, they know jolly way, they know the human drawbacks of the melech. And the closer they get, they lose their pachad and have less serachet. Those who are further away from the melech, they have more pachad. But those who are closer to the melech, they have much less pachad. Says Varshona Shadron, but when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to the Rebbeinu's from Mamash Vaket, those who are further away, not so intimately involved in Yiddishkeit and in Ruchnius, so they have Meira, but they don't have the same sort of Meira. Mashekin, those who get much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they who get much closer to the Rebbeinu Shleim and to Gedolei Klal Yisrael Vaket, the more you know, the closer you get, the more Pachad, the more Yiras HaRemus you be'emes have. And that's what the kapitel is saying. Why is it that the yam, which was mamish on the point, geographical location, the yam ran away, was mamish frightened out of its life, and it just ran away. But the yaradin, tisov la'ocha, the yam just turned backwards, didn't seem to have the same moira. Harim, why was it that the harim were tirkudu chelim? The harim, they were trembling with like grown rams, but the gavois, the smaller mountains, which were further away, they were just kivnei soin. To which David Melech answers back, it's, you know why? It's because this is from the Rebbeinu Shleilim. It's from the Ruchnius and it's from Yiras HaRoimimus. And therefore, the closer that you get, the more fear you're having. So David Melech is answering this question by saying, the kapitel carries on and says, Hahoifchi Hatsur Agam Moim, who changed the rock into a pool, a pond of water. Chalomish, the flintstone, lemaynoi moim, into a stream, springs of water. Now, question number one is, there was many nissim that took place in the Midbar. So why is David HaMelech focusing dafka on the Ness? This Ness, as the Radak is referring to, the Ness of the Be'er Miriam in Parshas Beshalach, and Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and the water came out. So why is this one specifically chosen, the Ness of the Be'er Miriam, when many, many other nissim took place, the Mon and other things took place? Says the Radak, because the Apostle wants to show, as we mentioned before, it's nisim geluyim, out of the course of nature. And the Apostle David Melech wants to show that Kodesh Baruch Hu does dover v'ipuchoy. In the beginning it tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu was hayom rov ayonos, that Kodesh Baruch Hu took the water and dried it out and made the water go away. And now David Melech is telling us he did faket. He takes a tzur, a rock which is completely dry, dover v'ipuchoy, and he makes it into a gamoyim and brings water from something which doesn't have that ability to have water. Those are the two things, the dover v'ipuchoy. That's why David HaMelech specifically chose the Ness of the Be'er Miriam. Another question, just to finish off, is, but the pasuk seems to repeat itself. The pasuk seems to be saying, Hahoifchi Hatsur Agam Moyim, Chalomish Lemayno Moyim. What is the two things that this pasuk is referring to? He took the rock and made it into a pond, Agam Moyim, a pond of water. Chalomish, then he took the flintstone and he made it into Lemayno Moyim, into a spring of water. What are the two things that David HaMelech is referring to? Says Rav Ipsilim Velojin, the most beautiful, beautiful vault. He says 100%, Moshe Rabbeinu, he took the bear, made the rock into Be'er Shemiriam, and it brought out water, and whatever, the rest took place. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shem, wanted to show the tremendous extent of the Ness. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you've got the rock in front of you, that everything, even a rock, can have inside it a natural source of water. It can have inside it some sort of lechus, some sort of moisture inside it. It can have inside it some sort of source of water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hahoifchi Hatsur, take that rock and empty it out of all the moisture inside it. And therefore you'll have next to it an agam moim, you'll have a little pond of water next to it. That means he's extracted from that tzur, from that rock, all the sources of water inside it, and it lies to the side. It's now left in the format, in the state of a chalomish. There has absence of flintstone, which is completely dry with nothing inside it. Now, said Rebbeinu Shem to Moshe Rabbeinu, now you go and hit that, and you go and make that into a Maynoi Moyim. Into a Maynoi Moyim, which is going to bring out springs of water, which is tremendous, and that shows the extent of the Ness. How, to what degree the Ness took place, mamish the Nisim Geluyim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu took this rock, took this flintstone, and brought out a Maynoi Moyim when it was completely dry with no source of water inside it. So just to summarize, this kapitel is the kapitel which is now the changeover for Klal Yisrael, which has inside it those three nisim, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Kabbalah Satorah. Those three nisim, which were the nisim which took place with the Shem Yud Kei Vovke, not the Shem Shakai, the Shem Yud Kei Vovke, kapitel Yud Kuf Yud Gimel is talking about the Shem Shakai, where Kodesh Baruch Hu shoyded Amarocha within the realms of nature. And this kapitel is now talking about where Kodesh Baruch Hu goes chutz miderech hateva, things which are completely against the course of nature for Klal Yisrael, but it was all triggered because Klal Yisrael did tremendous things at the beginning. Beseis Yisrael Mitzrayim Beis Yaakov Mi'am Lo Yisrael 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 triggered that by doing this tremendous ma'asim, which triggered over this changeover that Kodesh Baruch Hu should treat us with nisim geluyim chutz from the course of nature.
The people here will have time to miss us. Somebody wants the truth to be the long hand at the Chemesh. I'm here. Somebody wants to give me something, I'll be happy. Why empty? Charity while empty.